Please join me in the prayer for illumination printed in your bulletin. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of our Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 33 through 37. If you would like to read along, please turn to page 821 in your pew Bible, or page 328 in your story Bible. When they came to Capernaum, and he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me, but not me, but the one who sent me." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
All right. We have come to the part of our service where we're going to invite all of our children receiving Bibles this morning to come forward. That's our 3 and 4-year-olds who are getting Bibles, and our third graders who are getting Bibles, and our couple of Bible helpers, too, who are going to help us pass them out. Today is Bible Sunday, right over there, along with Children's Sabbath. So we're celebrating kids in all sorts of ways. And so we're excited to celebrate with these families and this special milestone. So our 3s and 4-year-olds receive a story Bible. It looks like this. It's very large and very heavy, but it's got lots of wonderful stories for them to learn and to understand scripture in new and wonderful ways. So we're excited for them to receive Bibles at this young age and to be able to grow into the Bible and to learn to love the stories of God. So, our 3s and 4-year-olds, what's going to happen is I'm going to call your name, and then Pastor Will is going to grab your Bible, and either Hawkins or Liam is going to hand it to you. But they're heavy, so you need to use 2 hands, okay? So, if I can get our 3s and 4s if you'll go down to the rail, we'll come to you, okay? Friends, can you step down that way? Grace, go stand with your mom down there. There you go. Can you go down there, Ruth? Yeah, perfect. All right. Archie Adams. Go ahead, there you go. Samuel Belk. There you go. 2 hands, Samuel. It's heavy. Evie Claire Dale. You know where that one's going. All right. Grace Darby. Oh, not quite yet. Right over here. There you go. That's Grace. Right there. And Jean Darby. There you go. Duke Dightman. Eleanor Fox. She's coming right there. All right. Friends, if you've already gotten your Bible, if you could sort of take a step back so that we can make room for other friends. Good. There you go. Merritt McAnally. Remember, they're heavy. Here comes Merritt. Good job. Leo Mueller Evans. Great. Liam Parker. Okay. Myra Prest. Here you go. Right there. Scotty Snyder. There you go. Right here. Ruth Von Lunen. and Charlotte Walton. Oh, I don't see Charlotte. All right. So, awesome. Okay, thank you. All right. Great job. Congratulations to all of our 3s and 4-year-olds. And our third graders receiving Bibles. This is a long tradition in the Methodist Church and in the church in general. We are excited for them to receive the Word of God and to be able to read it and study it and fall in love with Scripture and with God and to learn how to better love their neighbors and what it means to follow Jesus. All right, Henry Chambers. Right there on top. There you go. Madeline Gamble, behind you. Jack Garrison, over here. Piper Triskello. And Kirby Grace Lemons. Okay, great. Do you want one too? Are you good? Okay. All right. So, congratulations to all of our friends who received Bibles. Let us bless them together. If you'll turn to the prayer in your bulletin. Receive the Word of God. Learn its stories and study its words. Its stories belong to us all, and these words speak to us all. They tell us of God's love. They tell us who we are. They tell us that we belong to one another, for we are the people of God. Holy God, we thank you for each of these children before us. We rejoice in this step and their faith journey. We love them and ask your blessing on them and on the adults who care for them. Lord, may they all know your love as they discover together the stories of Scripture. We pray that the stories will light up their paths and help them grow to be the people you created them to be. We ask that your word would live in their hearts all their days. Amen. All right, friends, you may go back to your seats. There is no children's church today because it's all about kids, so we're gonna hang out throughout the service so everyone can head back to their seats. Now, we have the privilege of hearing from one of our 6th graders. This is Emma Smith, and she's going to share with us a short reflection on the scripture we just heard from the Gospel of Mark. Thanks for sharing with us this morning, Emma.
When I read Mark 9, verse 33 to 37, I noticed that Jesus says welcome 4 times. When a word is repeated, it usually means it's important. The dictionary defines welcome as to greet someone in a friendly, polite way. I think Jesus wants us to be kind, friendly, and polite to each other, not just to our besties, but to everyone, little kids included. Sometimes it's easier to welcome people we know and love. In other cases, it might be hard to welcome strangers, people with disabilities, or people that are mean to us. Despite it being hard, Jesus wants us to learn how to practice being welcoming in every situation. Jesus has lots of examples of this behavior in the Bible. For example, in Matthew 19, verse 13 through 15, when parents try to send their children to Jesus for a blessing, his disciples try to stop them from bothering Jesus because they were just kids and not important. But Jesus welcomed the children to come sit with him. This shows that Jesus thought even kids are important and should be treated kindly. Another example is in Matthew 9, verse 9 through 17. Jesus saw a man named Matthew who was a tax collector, and back in those days, tax collectors were not liked by others. A lot of times, tax collectors took more money than they were supposed to, but Jesus knew everybody deserves kindness. So one night, Jesus invited himself over to Matthew's house for dinner. Back in that time, sharing meals with others was a way of showing acceptance towards others, so it was a very big deal that Jesus was accepting a tax collector. The message that Jesus was trying to say is that everyone has worth and value. My last example is a lot of people were left out and ignored through no fault of their own, like the poor, disabled, ill or sick, and even widows. All of these groups were seen as failures or rejects to society and not worthy of attention. But Jesus still reached out to them and spent time with them. These are just a few examples of how Jesus welcomed the unwelcomed and spent time with them. He's trying to teach us how to accept / welcome each other. He mainly did this by being kind and treating others the way we want to be treated, because no one wants to be left out and everyone has value. We are all worthy. This amazing example of acceptance and love is how we make our world better. Kindness matters.
Thanks, Emma. That was awesome. So, truthfully, there's not a lot left for me to say. God has been present this morning, speaking through our children and the beautiful and holy ways that they have led us. Jesus centers a child in this story and calls us to welcome children that we might welcome him. In the next chapter, which Emma also refers to, shows up into the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus centers children and blesses them who have been brought to him and tells everyone we must become like a child to experience the kingdom of God. Worship today has been childlike, following our traditional pattern with an extra bit of whimsy. From the decorations and artwork on our bulletin cover by our kids, the liturgy written by our children, the beautiful songs from our children's choirs, the Bibles we've handed out, baptisms, all of the wonderful ways that God has been present with us and with our kids. Children have a unique way of connecting with God that we are called to emulate. They come to God with awe and wonder and curiosity, and that refreshes my own perspective. We have started serving communion in children's church, and every time the kids want extra. Can I have more Jesus, they ask? And it always makes me smile, but it also makes me think about the last time, when was the last time I asked, can I have more Jesus, please? Children are not just the future of the church. They are the church right now. They have gifts and creativity and capability to lead us and help us see and experience the love of God. Our church and our worship and our spiritual formation are all enriched by the presence and gifts of children. Children are welcomed and valued in this community and by Jesus just for who they are, not for what they can bring to the table. And guess what? Jesus loves and welcomes and values us just for who we are too, not for what we can do or what we accomplish. God loves everyone unconditionally is our motto here at West End, and I often need that reminder that nothing I can do, nothing I can say, nothing I can leave undone or unsaid will stop God from loving me. God loves me, and God loves you. God delights in us for our being and calls each one of us a beloved child of God. So let us love one another this week with a childlike faith. Let us learn and grow and play. Let us welcome everyone to our community. Let us be kind. Let us center the voices and gifts that may sometimes be forgotten or pushed to the margins. Let us see the beloved child of God in every person we encounter this week and respond accordingly. Thank you for being part of this sacred experience of letting children lead us in worship. I know that I have been blessed by them, and I hope you have too. Amen.